Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and this is going to be a special episode today. This is going to be the pre-crisis monitor appearances because we are finally at Crisis. We're finally at Crisis on Infinite Earths. But I wanted to jump in before we actually dove into the stories themselves, the issues themselves, and just give a quick where was the monitor and what was he doing before Crisis came in. And this is very apt because at the time of this recording, it hasn't come out yet, but when this actually airs, it will be after the first part of the Crisis on Infinite Earths on the CW Arrowverse. So if you happen to find this because you were searching Crisis on like the Twitterverse and the Instagram and all that, welcome. Hopefully I do not disappoint. My partner or co-host will be here on our next episode, when we cover the books themselves. But this one's just me. I was going to try and make this into two episodes, but after going through and reading the close to 40 issues or appearances in the issues that the monitor showed up in, yeah, I'm not going to do that because it kind of is one of those things where he's just in there for a page watching the heroes do something. It has no effect on the story whatsoever. And the story, I don't want to cover that story because it doesn't affect anything, really. So what I'm going to do here is going to go over what issues he appeared in. This is coming from the Crisis on Infinite Earths Companion Deluxe Edition. Volume 1. They're in all three volumes, but at the back of it, it has the timeline of events, basically what was going on during Crisis and what issues took place. I mean, these companions have all those issues. We're not going to cover those because there's a lot. That being said, might cover one story in particular after Crisis is done. That might be one of our first ones when we come back after our winter break. Calling a break, there'll be some episodes out, but not to this format that we have right now. So the appearances that I'm pulling or this list from is in the back of the companion books, and I will say that they do not have this in proper order. I'll touch on that once I get through the issues or the what issues they are. Yeah, so let's just go ahead and dive right in. The monitor, as everybody who has either seen any CW Arrowverse show or has read the book, Crisis on Infinite Earths, you know that he is an all-powerful-ish being that is watching over the DC universe, kind of like the Watchers in the Marvel universe, only the monitor actually steps in to help, quote-unquote help, or hinder, depending on how you look at his view. Well, basically how you look at what he did. So we'll get into that here in a second. So I'll just go ahead and read you guys the list of his appearances in no particular order. Well, the order that they give me, but these aren't actually the legitimate order, I would say. But yeah, we start out with New Teen Titans issue number 21, and then it's New Teen Titans annual number 2. And if you guys remember, I believe we've covered both of those on the show before in earlier episodes. I could tell you which ones they were, but I'm not going to because I didn't look that stuff up. Sorry. Then we go on to Green Lantern volume 2, issue 173, then 176 and 178. We've got Action Comics 560, Batman and the Outsiders 14 and 15, Blue Devil number 5, Flash 338, The Fury of Firestorm, number 28. Tales of the Teen Titans, number 47. Flash, 339. Infinity Inc., number 8. Justice League of America, 232. Swamp Thing, volume 2, number 30. And 31, which we did cover those in our Swamp Thing issues when the Monitor appeared. Tales of the Legion of Superheroes, 317. Wonder Woman, 321. All-Star Squadron, 40. DC Comics Presents, 76. Superman, 402. And that ends 84. Then we get into 85. And this one is interesting because in 85 is when Crisis started in April. But we have it going all the way out until October of appearances, and I'll touch on that here more in a second. But so beginning in January, we've got Justice League of America 234, Superman 403, World's Finest Comics 311, Tales of the Legion of Superheroes 319, Action Comics 564, Amethyst Volume 2, Number 2, DC Comics Presents Number 78, G.I. Combat 274, Tales of the Legion of Superheroes 320, Vigilante 14, Wonder Woman 323, G.I. Combat 275, Warlord 91, Jonah Hex number 90, Batman 384, Detective Comics 551, and Tales of the Teen Titans number 58. Now, the reason I said that this order isn't really the proper order, for one, Tales of the Teen Titans came out in October. That one describes when the Monitor grabbed Simon from the Hive Five, the Hive, or Fearsome Five. I can't remember what the stupid name was. I think it's the Hive. And brought him onto the ship to help out. Monitor said he needed his help. But that was a full appearance of the Monitor, where we didn't get the actual first appearance, of actually seeing what he looks like until it was G.I. Combat 274. And that was more of it was a silhouette. However, you did see some outlines of him, because he was in a shadow talking to the ghost of Jeb. General Jeb, I can't remember his last name, but he haunted this tank. G.I. Combat was weird, guys, I'm not gonna lie. But also, we've got DC Comics Presents number 78, which came out in February, and at the end of that one, we've got Lila Michaels, who is Harbinger, is talking to the Monitor and says, the other one is preparing to make his move, and we should prepare to counterattack or whatever. And so at the end of that, it says, all right, everybody come back for the Crisis to come in, which, makes sense, because in a month is when Crisis actually came out on the newsstands. So I don't know what they were standards of Monitor's appearances were going to be. Especially since I know there is two issues in particular, Vigilante number 14 and Jonah Hex number 90, where the Monitor did not show up at all. And even in the Detective Comics 551, he was just mentioned by Calendar Man, because Calendar Man was using his services in Batman 384, and it was a two-part story. I will say, though, my favorite moment out of all these I read was the Batman and the Outsiders 14 and 15 two-part story, where Maxi Zeus decided to take over the Olympics. I do not recall where the Olympics were being held at the time. That's bad on me for not knowing my history on that one. Whatever. But he takes over the Olympics and ultimately challenges Batman and the Outsiders to Olympic Games. They show the Monitor watching it all, because he had helped, gave Maxi Zeus, I don't know if he gave him the power to get out or just gave him the group of people he needed. I can't recall right away. Regardless, just I imagine the monitor sitting up in his spaceship, just having a bowl of popcorn, just munching on that as he's watching the Olympic Games between Maxi Zeus and company and Batman the Outsiders. It's a great image in my head. Hopefully I put that image in your head too. But if I didn't, that's no big deal because it was just something I had to laugh at. And then I know there's also a couple of other ones here. I think it was, what was it? World's Finest Comics number 314, which is not on this list, but the monitor is in there. He doesn't really do much. I know in the World's Finest Comics, he was watching over Batman and Superman to see how they worked together, how well they worked together. Ultimately, what it came down to is, I think I said this in when the monitor first appeared in the Teen Titans comics we covered way back when, that he was there to give bad guys, work both sides, give bad guys weapons, and then help out superheroes when he needed. I was mistaken. Every appearance he had, he was either giving bad guys weapons or men or like a crew, or he was watching over the heroes. He didn't help out the heroes. He was just watching them and taking their measure and figuring out how well they worked under pressure. So I don't know. I guess that's kind of the gist of what all that one was. There are definitely reading through a lot of these issues was fun and interesting because I hadn't read outside of the Teen Titans, the Flash, and Swamp Thing. Because we had already covered those on the show, I have not read any of these other ones. So it was fun to go back and read those. However, they're like the Blue Devil one was weird. Like Blue Devil one, he is Blue Devil as a character. He is an actor that put on the suit that apparently now he cannot take the suit off, and so he kind of goes between heaven and hell or the earth and hell and fighting demons while acting and doing this role. But that one was weird because the Justice League was there and he makes out with Zatanna and I don't know. It's a thing. Check it out. I mean, check all these issues out. I found all of them on the DC Universe streaming app, which is awesome. I love that app when I actually use it. But so guys, thanks for listening. When we come back, when next episode you guys will listen to will be the beginning of our Crisis on Infinite Earths coverage. And hopefully you guys will stick with us through the end because this is... In my hopes is that this will be a nice supplement for all of the... Everybody watching the show, the CW shows, and getting... You know, you saw what happened on the show, and like I said, I'm recording this before it actually airs, so my only assumption is Flash has died, because since the beginning of the season he's been saying, December 10th I'm gonna die, December 10th here it comes. Well, his episode airs on December 10th. I wonder what's gonna happen. So this will be a nice, if you guys have never read the books before, or even if you have and you just kind of forgot, I'm sure you've probably come back to it because of the show, which kind of was one of the reasons why I wanted to do it because of the show, but it all just kind of lined up that I'll be releasing this episode before or during the quote-unquote break of the CW Arrowverse. So, yeah, hopefully this will be tied you over the way my release schedule is. It's, you know, 3 times a week, and this should, in theory, tide you until the show comes back in January, and that's really all I got for right now. All right, thanks guys.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Crisis on Infinite Earths.